The new book is really born out of the experience of the last 3 or 4 years in some ways, because most of the time I've been writing for film or television, and some things work and some things haven't worked. But I wanted to write about collaboration and what it's like to be part of a team involved in something very exciting. So the new book is about a fictional 1960s sitcom, the birth, life and death of a very successful and popular and good program, and the characters involved in this, the actress, the writers, producer and actor.
So in a recent interview you said that novels should be more like TV. What do you mean?
I was trying to talk about the relationship that we have with books, mm-hmm. and that there is a certain section of readership that regards reading as a duty. I think the sort of literate middle class people, you think, oh yeah, I better read. This book won the Booker Prize, so I better read it. And then you start reading, you think, it's a bit boring, but I better keep reading it. And you find that you're reading 4 pages a night before you fall asleep. And then I keep saying to people, look, this book is 600 pages long. If you're reading 5 pages a night, you do the maths. And it enforces the notion that reading is a duty and not fun, whereas television is something we actually want to do. And when I said I want books to be like television, I want people to feel that they're as compelled to read as they are to watch television, which means chucking in the books that they're not getting on with. I don't mean don't read hard books, only read easy books. I mean read the books that speak to you. That might be Ulysses by James Joyce. It could be that that is the book that you cannot put down. But whatever it is, make sure that you have that kind of relationship with it. And I get so depressed by that rather sort of grim, I wish I read more, I should read more. Find something fun, something that you want to read, and just rethink your relationship with books. And if you've struggled through 60 pages, stop it. Just stop it. Pick up something else.
What about Gone Girl? Have you seen it?
No.
No.
I'm very curious to see it.
What do you think about the book?